Dom, you have to turn my microphone on for me to talk. Hey, folks, we are live. This is live radio. And that's actually fun because it keeps us sharp. And Dom always has to run down the hall. 30 seconds, Steve. Come on, let's go. And I'm sleeping on the floor. No, I'm not. I was just talking. Folks, this is The Quest. This is your Catholic radio. This is your Catholic radio pledge drive. And this is our final day of the pledge drive, our final morning. Give us a shout. Actually, our final hour this morning, because when we're done here, it's going to be afternoon. So give us a call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or online, thequestatlanta.com. Here, okay, we received another call from Tina, so last hour. So thank you, Tina, so much for that call. And so last hour, we raised $1,130 towards our $3,000 goal. So thank you so much for that, folks. If there is a short person out there who says, hey, what are you short? Well, take 3,000 minus 1130. That's going to be right around $2,770, I think it is. So give us a call and say, hey, I'll make up the difference, or I'll make up part of that difference, so we can – we've so far this morning, we've made every goal. We've just missed last hour. So if you want to give us a $2,700 gift towards last hour, or maybe – two people can call in at 1,000, and somebody can call in at 70, and somebody can call in at 200, and we will be there. You pray about it, then give us a call, 470-508-1160, or online, thequestatlanta.com. My name is Steve Splonskowski. I am in studio this hour with Allison DeLule.
Yes, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How about you?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So I'm Allison DeLule. I go to St. Michael the Archangel Parish in Woodstock. Have three beautiful children, Mary, Yusuf, and Sarah. And just love the faith. Super duper glad to be here to be a living witness of God's love and the joy he's filled me with. I just want to share it with all.
Also in studio this morning, Michelle McHale Pickard.
Good morning. You did.
All right. Michelle, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I am currently registered at Peter and Paul. I also split time with St. Stephen the Martyr. I work at the Office of Formation and Discipleship for the Chancery for the Archdiocese of Atlanta. Very blessed there. I have a wonderful husband of almost 35 years as of the end of next month. And I have two children, Liam, who just got married in June. They're having their first baby in April. Wow. To my beautiful daughter-in-law, Kaylee, and then my daughter, Kelly, who is about to turn 24 next week.
Wonderful, wonderful. Great families and great support here in the community, folks. Thank you so much for being with us. We're going to have you call in while we talk. So here's that phone number, 470-508-1160. Need a quarter in the machine so we can keep talking. Or online, thequestatlanta.com. Remember to download that mobile app. Our theme for this pledge drive is Saints, Heroes of All Time. And so let's talk a little bit about that. Allison, we'll start with you. Who are your favorite saints? And I know you got to pick one or two. It's challenging. We'll come around a few times, right? So what? Name your first favorite saint.
Wow. I would say St. Thérèse of Lisieux was blessed in 2019 to be able to go to France. And actually was there on her feast day. A spiritual mom of mine, Roseanne Wade, who should be listening in, love you, had an amazing pilgrimage there. Went to many other places, to Paris, went to Lourdes. So talking about saints, heroes for all our time, I mean, they live, they're here with us, and it's amazing. We are so blessed. So I would say St. Thérèse, definitely number one, but have many more.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things I love about St. Thérèse and all of the saints, we can talk about this, none of them were perfect.
Nope.
Amen.
They just, as Mother Teresa said, they weren't successful, but they were faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And Therese, you know, she had, you read her stories. Can you share us a little bit about what you know about her story of growing up, or do you know?
No, actually, she was pretty ill. You know, she had many allergies, you know, and had a father that just loved her, and her mom passed away at an earlier age. So, I mean, she had a lot going on at a young age, and my goodness gracious, the love she had for the Lord, you know, and even just being in her house when we were in Lisieux, just being in the room that she was and knowing that the statue of Mother Mary smiled at her. I mean, she just had a great devotion to Our Lady and a great love for our Lord, just in the little things. And just knowing that at such a young age, so faithful, you know, I just say to myself, Lord, you know, I'm 46, you know, my kids are younger, and that it's so beautiful when you learn about the saints and you learn about their faithfulness at a young age. And their lives were simple. I mean, really, they were pretty affluent, but I'm like, there were some challenges that she went through and just loving the Lord.
Yeah. I love kind of what, so I've read the book by Jacques Philippe, mm-hmm. Father Jacques Philippe, numerous times, The Retreat, and where he talks about, you know, she really struggled with, you know, being very emotional, and yes. she kind of went back to losing her mother early, and she had to work through that and go to the Lord. And also her experience of, you know, seeing an elevator for the first time when they went into the city, mm-hmm. and how she said, Lord, I want an elevator to you.
Amen.
It's like, it's so modern. And yet, so, you know, an elevator, you're thinking, Teresa Lisieux, like, wait a minute. She had seen the first elevator, and she's like, Lord, how do I get in an elevator to you? I'm tired of taking the stairs. Right?
Direct line.
Yeah, I think it's a great gift. And actually, I look at the history of the church a little bit, and through the different journeys that we were talking earlier about, kind of the heresies of the church, and mm-hmm. as the church, the young church is journeying and trying to understand what the Lord Jesus Christ has given us. We journey through these heresies and understanding that. Really, there was even some of the early saints were they prayed kind of in a certain in a heretical manner, you know, and they were taking the stairs. Mm-hmm. I think it's like in my mind, they were taking the stairs, and then Therese like, I'm not taking the stairs. We're doing the elevator. Like, I'm with you. I want to get there now. Just a beautiful reminder of
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely.
How about you, Michelle? Who's your favorite or one of your favorite saints?
Well, if I may, just for a moment, go back to St. Therese. She also was very bold because she met with the Pope, and she was getting opposition to becoming into the convent at such a young age. She asked the Pope for permission at the age of, like, what, 14. I mean, this is an amazing witness to Christ. And the other thing is, when I do the novenas to St. Therese, I don't have to ask her for anything anymore because she has proved to me time and time again. And, you know, it's normally roses, right? Mm-hmm. And so I read somewhere something was like, oh, I'm going to ask for something different, something that will never, she'll never come through with this. I asked, no, seriously, I asked for my favorite candy, which happens to be York peppermint patties. She answers every novena by about the third day. I still have to do the others, right? But she answers, someone's like, hey, Michelle, I was thinking about you, and literally hands me like the biggest one they make, York, and they had no idea. And I'm just in tears. And then it happened again, and it happened a third time. Someone gave me a bag. Here, Michelle, here's some York peppermint patties. I'm like, got it, Therese. Thank you.
So your version is, I will rain York peppermint patties from heaven.
Yes, which is to me better than roses, but that's just me. As far as my other saint, I'd have to go with St. Anthony of Padua because I have lost so many things in my life, just little things. And every time I pray to St. Anthony, he's come through. Mm-hmm. I've also told him, you know, once I get through with any purgation or anything like that, make it to heaven, I am on your team. I will search for lost things for the rest of eternity because he's been so faithful.
You know, one of the stories, too, I love about St. Anthony and going beyond finding things, when he went into the village, the story where he went into the village and he was preaching the message and they wouldn't listen. So he went to the seaside and all the fish came to the edge of the sea to hear him preach. And the people were like, whoa, what's going on? It reminds me of Pentecost when all the apostles, scared, are hiding in a locked room. And the Holy Spirit comes in, and Peter gets up and goes out and speaks to the people. Everyone hears what they need to hear in their language, and about 3,000 that day were added to their number. Like, the Lord is not thwarted from getting to his people. Mm-mm. And if we, here's the other piece, is if we're willing to say yes to the Lord working in our lives, we will not be thwarted from reaching the Lord's people.
Absolutely.
All we have to do is, as Our Lady, our fiat, yes, I will do this. And Lord's like, thank you. I got it from here. We'll be moving forward. Just such wonderful stories of our saints. And a reminder for us, folks, we are called to be saints.
There's no option.
Nope.
That I want to think about.
Yeah. I mean, often it's like, I hear people say, I'm a good person. Not enough. No. I'm a nice person. Still not enough. You got to be a saint.
Got to be saint.
And what does it take to be a saint? Being a saint is actually, there's a lot that goes into it. First, of course, is prayer, but then striving for virtue. Striving for virtue. How do you get to a virtue? Good habits lead to virtue. And always, to a certain sense, you could talk about emotional maturity, being aware of other people around you, their needs. It's always striving to be closer to the Lord and listening to him.
Starts with prayer. a daily dependence on God.
Absolutely.
What do you want me to do today, God?
Absolutely. Well, and I love our Christian brothers and sisters who are not part of the Catholic Church, but they're, you know, talking about, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And my answer is, I do it every day. Every morning I wake up.
Every day. No, and it's true. I mean, every single second of the day, we're choosing to follow the Lord or not to follow the Lord. I mean, that's how easy it is, you know, and I'm telling you, what an adventure it is when you truly do say yes to the Lord daily. I mean, it's an adventure that will last a lifetime. I mean, truly, it's amazing. The obedience, you know, holiness, just sacrificial love, and just doing whatever he tells you to do. Just like Mother Mary said, you know, to the waiters when they're making the wine, do whatever he tells you to do. And when we're obedient, the graces flow. And loving others too. I mean, I think that is key. You know, with us having the love of Christ, going out there and sharing that love and being Christ's love to others, that's how transformations take place. You know, but there are a lot of people that are broken out there. And unless each one of us goes out there and is a light of Christ to others, you know, what's going to happen? It's going to same old, same old. So I encourage everybody out there. This radio station is amazing. I have the Quest app on my phone. You know, I work from home now, so I have the Quest on all day long. So listen to the shows, listen to them. You know, it will feed you. It will help you grow and learn your faith where you can go out there and be a beacon of light to all of those, including our friends and family, you know, that have lost loved ones or have left the Holy Church.
So give us a call. His number right there.
Yep, our number 470-508-1160. Call in. Please call in and pledge. Any amount will do. Again, every single amount that you guys call in and give us, it's going to save souls. It's going to save souls. And many people have, you know, told us that they hear the station, they're on the app, and the hearts are transformed. So again, call 470-508-1160.
And I had a friend just text me and she said, I pledged last year. Do I need to renew? Yes, you need to renew. So thank you for asking. She said, mention this often because she was generous last year. It doesn't auto renew. We need you to come back and pledge again. So we thank you for your support.
Well, we also just want to hear from you.
Yes.
We're not really at the Quest here just to take your money and run a radio station. We want to know you.
Yes.
We want to hear your story because we know, because of our own lives, that the Lord is working in our lives every day.
Absolutely.
That he's working in your life every day. And we will be edified by hearing your story. So check in with us often. Mm-hmm. Let us know. I work with EWTN, and one of the things that I hear often, like, we don't hear anything. It's kind of like no news is good news. Oh, I hate that in relationship. How would that work with your friends? Yeah. You know, my friends are fine because they haven't said anything. I don't think so. We want to hear from you. Let us know how you're doing. If you're doing poorly, we want to know. If you're doing well,
we'll pray for you.
We want to know. So check in often, and this is our check-in. This is our pledge drive. You can check in and let us know how you're doing and how we're doing. Give us a call, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or give online thequestatlanta.com. I'd like to thank Laura for checking in with an online gift. Laura, thank you for that. Also, Kathleen checking in. Laura gave her gift for Dominic. Do you know Dominic, or do you know Laura, Dominic?
Yes, I do. That is my aunt, Laura.
Yay, Aunt Laura.
Thank you very much for that.
Thanks, Aunt Laura. We appreciate that. Also, Kathleen checking in with a very nice gift. Also, Terry Picard.
Husband, love you.
In honor of Michelle. Thank you, Terry, for that very, very nice gift. Also, Andrew giving in honor of Michelle on behalf of her old team colleagues.
OFD? Team colleagues?
Oh, OFD.
That's the Office of Formation and Discipleship. That's my team.
Oh, OFD.
That's where I work. That's great. Thank you, Andrew.
Very good. Also, Virginia in honor of Michelle. Virginia is from Decatur.
Yep.
Okay. Very good.
Great friends.
Keep them coming.
Yep.
That's right. 470-508-1160 or online, thequestatlanta.com. We do have a $3,000 goal this hour with a $3,000 match available to you. If you would like to take advantage of that, and we want you to. Also, our donor wants you to take advantage of it. That's why they're doing it. So far this hour, $350 towards that goal. So keep it coming. Keep it coming in.
Perfect, perfect. Another thing too, guys, when you call in, you know, they're putting down prayer requests. You know, before we came in here to speak online to you all, There are people praying and lifting up your prayer intentions in front of Jesus right now. So please, when you call in, make a donation, put your prayer request down there. We have people praying right now for you all. So this station is all about prayers and making the Lord's will be done. So please call in 470-508-1160 or at thequestatlanta.com.
You can also, we have adoration going on all 3 days. And so the chapel down the hall here, adoration going on. Also, our guest from last hour, Nicole Janney, she's actually taking your calls this hour. And she's a celebrity because she's been on the radio. I was told to say that. So Jack said she's a celebrity. So Nicole Janney is a celebrity being on the quest. If you want to give a call, stop by. She'll sign an autograph, anything you want. She's taking your call, 470-508-1160.
And I've got friends that have told me they're doing it through the app.
Yes.
So that's really great for online. So we thank you for that. And a friend of mine who's a recent convert from last year, went through RCIA, just told me he donated on the app. So it's a great way to do that.
That's right. TheQuestAtlanta.com. Give there or check out the app and give a gift there. My name is Steve Swanskowski. I am in studio with Michelle, Mikhail Picard, and Allison DeLule. And we are talking about saints. So let's go around again. Let's talk about some more saints. Well, I'm going to go around. I'm going to go backwards.
You're going to go Michelle. Back to me. Okay, great. I would say next one would be St. Monica, because she was ever faithful. And every time I get frustrated with God not answering what I think needs to be done at the time frame I think it needs to be done, I think of St. Monica. So when I'm praying for something for more than 20 years, then maybe I can get a little frustrated. But she prayed for her son, Augustine, for over 20 years. She brought her husband into the faith before he passed. She brought Augustine into the faith, and it took a little bit of a time. And so in God's time, not mine, but I love St. Monica when things are frustrating me or just want to go, well, why can't they do that? And Monica lets me know it's not about me. It's about God's time. It's about being praying to bring not God to do what I want, but to my will to be brought into line with God's will. And that's when the miracles happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely. Another favorite saint, Saint Bernadette, you know, after going to Lourdes and being there, oh my goodness gracious, another young saint who was absolutely obedient, you know, when Mother Mary told her to go to dig the hole in the ground. And everybody in the city, you know, everybody in the town's watching her. They think, oh my gosh, what is going on with this girl? She looks like a fool in their eyes. But through her obedience, look what came about, you know, the beautiful spring, the healing spring that when you go there now, you can go and you can bathe in the waters there. And just being in the powerful presence, you know, of God and just knowing that Our Lady was there and the Lord's presence is there. It's amazing. And something else that really stands out too from that trip when I was in Lourdes, you know, you go, you bathe in the waters, you go to Mass, and you go to Reconciliation. And when I went to Reconciliation, the first question the priest asked me is, do you pray the rosary daily? And I was like, you know what, Father? I do my best, you know, maybe not every day. And the second question was, do you go to Mass on Sundays? And I was horrified. I was like, oh my goodness gracious. Yes, I go to Mass on Sunday. So, you know, through prayer, guys, you know, connecting with Mother Mary, she's always pointing to her son. Pray the rosary daily. I mean, after I went to confession that day, I truly had a different perspective on the rosary and the prayers, the power of the rosary and what happens when we do pray it. So absolutely pray the rosary. You know, you can pray for the Quest Atlanta. You can pray for the intentions and just pray, pray, pray.
Well, I think going back to being a saint requires very simple things, good habits. Mm-hmm. Pray the rosary, go to Mass on Sunday, go to daily Mass if you can. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking earlier about kind of that sense a lot of people, one of Our Lady's messages, you know, people will say that they don't have time to pray. Mm-hmm. But we all make time for the things that we think are important.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
And I'm a part of a couple of men's groups, and I work in men's ministry in the Diocese of Fargo. And that's always the conversation for the men. Well, you know, I have a full-time job, you know, and that means what to me that you can't pray?
Yeah.
You don't have, do you have time to check out what the sports, what your favorite sports team's score is or what their ratings are? I think you do.
Absolutely.
You know, one of my brothers on the team, or on that group, he was part of the fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
And every year he would do a fantasy football group. And one year he said, you know, I don't have time to pray because I'm doing fantasy football. Mm. He said, okay, it's out. And he stopped doing fantasy football from that time on, and just said, and he said, I can't believe what that did for me. I have more time not only to pray but to do other things.
Absolutely. And you're not as frustrated.
Absolutely. Yeah,
exactly. So absolutely. If you don't have time to pray, two things, folks. I don't really honestly, I don't think you can say these two things if you really ask yourself deeply the question, do you not have time to pray? You do. Do you not have the ability to give? You do. And you might say, well, I can only give my time and my talent. No, you can give your treasure. You can. Can you give $10? Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. Can you give $15? Yes, you can. Dallas just checked in and said, well, I'm going to give $10 a month.
Yay, so Dallas. Thank you, Dallas.
Thank you for that. Those monthly gifts are huge, Dallas, and you're going to get our Quest mug and your name put into a drawing for that beautiful artwork in our the vestibule or the entry of our office here. Thank you for that call. William, thank you for checking in with your gift. And also Vic.
Vic Erdville, my dad. Thank you, Mom and Dad.
Okay,
yes, absolutely.
And then let's see, Darlene.
Oh, one of my youth ministry friends.
That's right. She checked in online at thequestatlanta.com. Thank you so much for your support, folks, and for continuing helping us continue this work, helping us to remind ourselves that we're all called to be saints because it's a daily task. So $620 raised this hour. We do have to step away at the bottom of the hour for a little break, a couple minutes, but we are going to 1 minute, I guess, Adam just tells me. So we're going to step away in 1 minute for a break, but keep those phone lines going, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or give online at thequestatlanta.com. Download that mobile app. Help us continue this work. Give us a shout right now. Sorry.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
Abby Johnson used to manage the largest Planned Parenthood facility in the United States. One day, she was asked to fill in while a physician performed an ultrasound-guided abortion. She was shocked to see the baby moving away from the doctor's surgical instruments. After seeing this, Abby realized telling mothers that their baby was just a blob of tissue was a lie. This was a living human being trying not to get torn apart in their mother's womb. Seeing the reality of abortion changed Abby, and she was never the same. The truth not only motivated her to leave Planned Parenthood, but to also become an activist in the pro-life movement. Abby started the ministry, and then there were none to help abortion workers like herself leave the industry with financial and emotional support. Be like Abby and boldly share the truth about abortion. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Hi, this is Allison DeLua from St. Michael the Archangel in Woodstock. I love listening to The Quest. Every day I look forward to the broadcast from my favorite shows like Christ is the Answer with Father John Ricardo and Call to Communion with Dr. David Anders. I now work from home, so listening to The Quest on the mobile app keeps me inspired by my love for Jesus and to grow in my Catholic faith. So tune in live at AM 1160 The Quest.
Here at The Quest, we often hear how our programs touch hearts and change lives. Now more than ever, people need to hear the truth and beauty of the Catholic faith. As a 100% listener-supported station, The Quest relies on monthly donations to stay on the air. Please consider making a monthly donation to The Quest and help us continue to provide inspiring Catholic programming. Monthly donors are the lifeblood of the station. Visit thequestatlanta.com to donate. Thank you for your support.
This is Lisa Popcheck from More to Life. Catholic radio changes lives. It's for you, with you, every single day. Whether you're rejoicing over something and you need a community to share that with, or you're struggling with something and you need a community to support you, we're here for you every day to teach you about your faith and to help you live it. This is your home, and we're always here for you. Thanks to our friends at EWTN, our programming is provided free of charge. But this station has other expenses that must be paid to keep the doors open and the lights on. Support of your local Catholic radio station helps keep shows like More to Life available in your area. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. Please prayerfully consider making a gift right now. We'll talk to you soon.
To donate, log on to thequestatlanta.com.
I don't know why Dominic is pointing at the sky. Or that was a countdown, I guess. He was counting me down.
Here, that here is go. The way I count down for you.
I was counting. This is The Quest, Atlanta, and we are excited to be in the studio with Allison DeLula and Michelle McHale Picard. My name is Steve Sponskowski. Folks, keep us calling. Keep calling in at that number, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or giving online at thequestatlanta.com. We have a couple of folks we can thank there, Allison.
Absolutely. Michelle in Woodstock.
Hold on. There. Now your mic is on.
There we go. For turning me on. Yeah. Okay. Michelle in Woodstock, in honor of Father Larry Neese of St. Michael's, and a shout out to Allison. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you so much. We love you, Father Larry. All you St. Michael's folks, call in. Show that St. Michael's love.
470-508-1160 or online, thequestatlanta.com.
Well, let me promote my St. Peter's and Paul. I need to hear from my folks. St. Stephen the Martyr, I need help from my former youth group people. So call in and support us.
470-508-1160 or online, thequestatlanta.com. Dom, did you want to do a shout out to anybody?
I mean, just everybody in the past hour, thank you so much for donating. It means a lot. Just keeping this station on the air helps so many people and just brings them, just helps them through the day and helps them bring others to Christ.
You know, it makes me think of, I'm sorry, poor Dom, he's like, could you give me like a few seconds before you tell me to put my microphone on? I don't know. Nope, this is live radio. Let's go. But I, you know, one time we were doing a pledge drive and I had a board members, members were in the room and we were doing a conversation. They said, hey, let's bring your son in, your young son. And it was Gregory, my oldest, who's 20 years old. And he was, I don't know, I think he was 4 or 5 years old at the time. I'd have to do the math. And they said, so Gregory, why should people support Real Presence Radio, which was the network I was the exec of? And they said, so my dad can keep his job.
That's not a bad reason.
So I'm going to say give so Dom can keep his job. 470-508-1160 or give online to thequestatlanta.com. Whatever reason it is, folks, we want you to be a part of this work. We want to invite you. This is an invitation. And once you become a part of this, you will not want to stop because of the blessings you will receive from that relationship with the Lord. And let's talk a little bit about the blessings we receive because of the programming available here. Let's talk about some of our favorite programming. Allison, what's some of yours?
Absolutely. My favorite to begin the day is at 8 o'clock, Father John Ricardo. Christ is the answer. Amen. Guys, if anybody wants a retreat to get them started in the morning, put it on. If you're at work and you can put your earbuds in, put it in. I mean, it is amazing, amazing show. I mean, he gets to the point and he can really relate to each and every person. And it's really life changing. Again, anybody that has had a family member leave the church, anybody that has had friends leave the church, you know, when you hear, oh, you know what, I'm not being fed. Oh, I don't understand. It's time for us Catholics and even non-Catholics that really want to know the truth of the Catholic Church. Listen to the shows. That's what they are here for. Listen, and learn so you can be that person to share the truth when you encounter them. Another great show, Dr. David Anders,
One of my faves.
Absolutely. You know, he was not Catholic at one time. He was anti-Catholic. Okay. So anytime we get nervous, like, oh no, we don't know how to defend the faith. Guys, listen to that show. It comes on at 2 o'clock on the Quest, on the app, or it comes online, listen to it. He breaks down with simple questions. People call him that are not Catholic and ask him questions. We have Catholics calling in. I mean, we really have no excuse in today's society not to know our faith, because there are so many nuggets and so many areas to learn. So again, download the app on your phone. Download it. I'm not in the car.
And you can listen on demand.
On demand.
Which is great.
Absolutely. On the computer. But just today, make a decision today to put the Quest Atlanta app on your smartphone, or you know, or save it on your computer, and just say to yourself, I'm going to listen to the Quest. I'm going to listen to it daily. If you want to start 1 hour, you know, start with 1 hour.
My favorite thing is using my smart speaker at home, and I just stick my head out of the bathroom and said, Alexa, play the Quest Atlanta, and there it is.
There it is. There it is.
Well, one thing I like to share with Dr. David Anders, we had him come up and do a number of banquets for us, and he shares the story of how when he's coming back to the church, he tells his wife, I'm going to join the church. And she was a fallen away Catholic, and she said, you're joining the church? I left. How can you do that? And so he got her connected with a spiritual director, a confessor, and she ends up coming back to the church after going to the spiritual director numerous times. And he said, I have to ask you, what made you come back to the church? She said she had had a very tough upbringing. Mm-hmm. And she said, he told me that my suffering had meaning,
Amen.
That it had value.
Amen.
And this Dr. David Anders said, I can tell you that I've studied all the faiths, the Christian faiths, and none of them say that your suffering has meaning or value except the Catholic faith. He said, that is the thing we have, and we need to shout it from the mountaintops.
Amen.
Because everybody's suffering. Everybody struggles every day, and we always ask that question, if there is a good God, why is there evil in the world?
Absolutely.
Well,
there is.
There's meaning in that suffering. So you're not alone. You're not alone. We in the Catholic faith understand, of course, well, all we have to do is look at the cross.
Yeah.
There's meaning in that. We reason we don't take Jesus off the cross, mm-hmm. why we have crucifixes, is because there's meaning to that. The empty cross doesn't mean what the crucifix means.
Mm-hmm. As a child, my mom and dad both would say, you know, if something was difficult, just offer it up. And I would just like go, argh. But when I became an adult, I realized the beauty of that. This is not wasted. Mm-hmm. How dare I waste the suffering? Christ did not waste his suffering. I need to marry it to him on the cross. And there will be meaning there, and there will be fulfillment, and there will be help.
You know, John Paul II talks about that, how a sad thing it is to waste suffering. But I can tell you, I waste it all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm having a pounding headache, I'm like, Lord, I'd love to offer this to you, but I'd really rather have an Advil and a Coke right now to make it, you know, kind of thing. It's a challenge, but it's an invitation. And I think that's where the reminder of it's an invitation to be a saint. And that's what we hear in Catholic Radio. Our programming is that invitation.
It's that relationship.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's always calling us into relationship.
Some other great programming that you like, Michelle.
Usually I'm in the car coming home from work and Cresta in the mm-hmm. afternoon. It tends to kind of raise the bar for me because it tends to be very intellectual, at least for me. And yeah. This is a challenge. This is good. I need to know about these things that are going on daily in the church, new books that are coming out. It's just, it feeds my soul and keeps me motivated and teaches me new things at all times, because we will never know all there is to know about our Catholic faith. It's so rich, it's so deep, it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. You've got 2,000 years of things to know about, mm-hmm. and you'll never get there, but it's just really wonderfully fun to try and joyful. And so Cresta is one of my that very helpful to me.
You know, it blows my mind about Al Cresta. And of course, before he became a Catholic,
he's a convert too.
Yep, he worked in Christian media, and he also ran a bookstore and stuff. So he's very, very well written or
read,
thank you. And so when somebody says, you know, well, I read this book, oh yeah, that was written by so-and-so and blah blah blah, I read that book, I'm like, what book haven't you read, Al?
There are very few. And he knows everybody in the Catholic world interview.
Absolutely amazing. And he's got this kind of, for the afternoon, a kind of nice laid-back approach, his quieter mm-hmm. demeanor. It's just really kind of, it's kind of more of a reflective time, and we can go deeper on a lot of the great topics that he brings up. And he's not afraid of some of the more, you know, he's not afraid of topics. And I think something you mentioned earlier, Allison, we shouldn't be afraid to ask questions.
We should not, you know? I mean, anytime we get stumped or we don't understand something, let's go to the source. I mean, all the answers, we have all the answers, you know, whether it's through scripture, whether it's through the catechism, whether it's through, you know, other talks. I mean,
tradition.
I mean, we are blessed. We have it all, you know? It doesn't get better than that. So absolutely, don't be afraid to grow. Don't be afraid to say, Lord, I want to truly know you more. You know, I've talked to people. Sometimes people are kind of scared. I'm afraid he might ask me to do too much. Guys, I am a single mom with three kids. One is 10, one is 9, and one is 8. You know, 6 years I've been a single mom. And I'm telling you, life has been challenging. But guys, when you know the Lord, he gives you such an adventure. And I have such peace in my heart. And truly, that comes from our faith. That comes from the Lord. And I challenge each and every one of you today, no matter what you're going through, we all have challenges. Don't let that rule your life. You know, submit that to the Lord. Ask him to heal you. Ask him to come close to you and to transform your heart, to do his will. Because even in those, whatever stage of life you're in, he's got a plan for you right there. And you can do it. You can be holy. You can be pure. And you can be joyful and happy. So go for it.
I'm a big fan of joy.
Amen.
Happiness is nice, but joy, even if I'm not happy, I've got the joy of Christ. No one can take that away from me. And it's a great thing. And trusting in the Lord, knowing that he has a plan.
Amen.
And it's much better than whatever I was thinking of. And even though I might not see it at that time, but if you trust and you just look back afterward and you see like, oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Absolutely.
And it's fascinating and it's a wonderful, joyful ride.
Amen.
Folks, continue to give us a call. I see the names going on the board here. From the phone number, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or giving online at thequestatlanta.com. Couple folks to thank. Stefan checking in here. Oh, that's actually my son who's traveling with us. And my son Stefan is 16 years old, folks, and he gave a gift of $50. So I'm going to go back to say,
thank you.
Even kids can give.
Even kids.
If you say you can't afford it, I'm sorry, it's wrong. Dig a little deeper.
Give up Starbucks for the day. It'll be fine.
Absolutely. Exactly. That'll be $5 right there that you can give to the quest. Also, you want to do some thanks there, Allison. I think you can read the screen in front of you there. Or...
Yeah, Anthony, thank you so much for your generous gift. Jan, thank you so much. Keep it coming. Again, guys, this is our time. You know, we want to transform the world. You know, we have a beautiful Quest Atlanta here and it's reaching many people. I mean, there are people that are donating throughout the country. So please do not be afraid. Even if it's $10, call in, you know, donate a one time or you can do it per month. Anything will work. We are grateful for whatever and enjoy the wonderful Quest shows. They're life changing.
It looks like Kathy checked in and said for Michelle from Kathy. So
thank you, Kathy.
Also Anthony, who is somehow related to Dominic.
Yes, that's my brother. And yeah, I'm surprised. I wouldn't think that he would listen to a radio station.
Ooh, there we go.
So yes, I'm just, thank you very much, Anthony. That helps out a lot.
And also online, Jan giving a nice gift to Allison, Jack, Nancy, Kim, Lisa, Clay, and Danny.
My group from St. Michael's.
Yay.
We love you guys.
All right.
Keep it coming.
Let me call out my people from St. Thomas More, too. I served there for 10 years as youth minister and a few other things. And St. Thomas More Catholic School, one of my favorites. Both my kids went through there. So call in.
I know. And actually, you know what? I have a daughter that goes to St. John Bosco. I know we have many Quest fans there. So please, if you're listening, call in and donate at thequestatlanta.com or at 470-508-1160.
Folks, we have a $3,000 goal this hour. We've raised $1,500 so far.
Come on, we can do this.
We have 15 minutes left and I can
come
do this math. We only need $100 a minute. $100 a minute.
That checks out. Yeah.
That works out. Okay, you got that.
You got that math. Don't ask me to do math.
Be not afraid. Take the step.
470-508-1160 or online, thequestatlanta.com. Keep calling and helping us continue this work. Let's talk a little bit more. We're kind of working our way through the day. We started out in the morning with Father John Ricardo.
And the morning show's good, too.
Yeah,
don't let's forget the morning show.
Sunrise
morning show.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. If you're on the road or Or on the app? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's kind of, you know, one of the things about different shows have different formats mm-hmm. because of the time. And so that Sunrise Morning Show is going to has shorter interviews because mm-hmm. it's faster paced, kind of in a sense of we want to wake you up, so we're going to keep things moving. And so that's kind of fun. I love how there's a reason for how certain shows are set up.
Absolutely.
Al Cresta has an entire guest for an entire hour because it's slower, it's in the afternoon.
Yeah.
We get to go deeper. Teresa Tamayo does a similar thing mm-hmm. where she just jump.
Yep.
Even gives you the news. And so some great shows. You have some great local shows, too.
Yes. The Family Room. I am loving The Family Room.
I'm excited about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great talks. You know, anybody can relate, you know, if you're family, if you're married, if you're not married. So definitely listen to that one. That's a great new show that
and
they have.
It's helping people to understand that we have people or parents. They are the primary catechists.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we've taken that role away from them, mm-hmm. but now we just can't just give it back to them and go, now mm-hmm. it's yours, have a nice time.
Yeah.
Our role is to accompany. Our mm-hmm. role is to inform, to walk side by side, to let them know that this is what you do, because if you don't live as a Catholic family, you're not going to see a future of the Catholic Church, of people continuing to be Catholic and to be faithful. You need to have that within the family and live liturgically, live
Absolutely.
As a Catholic.
Absolutely. Be not afraid.
When 365 times in the Bible. Be
Amen.
Not afraid.
Amen.
Well, and I actually love the story where even Christ says to the man whose daughter is dying, mm-hmm. and after the woman is cured from the hemorrhage, he says, "You know, sorry to bother you, Lord. My daughter is dead." He said, "Fear is useless. What is needed is trust."
Absolutely. It paralyzes. It paralyzes. Yeah. Be not afraid.
Yep.
Just offer whatever it is to the Lord. If it's your will, Lord, open the door, keep it open. If it's not your will, close the door. That's definitely the way to go.
Yeah. And Mother Angelica, talking about fear, she says, you know, fear is a natural experience. We all experience fear. It's okay. The only thing is, do not let fear keep you from moving forward.
Amen.
It didn't
Amen.
Stop her at all.
No, I mean,
this was a nun who had a garage, yeah. who knew nothing mm-hmm. about broadcasting. And look what she has. Look at her legacy.
She ordered a $1.6 million satellite, which was her first satellite. It's still sitting there at the office. They don't use it anymore because it's obsolete, of course. But $1.6 million satellite, ordered it. No money. They delivered it. The story is the guy came in with a truck and he says, "Where do I?" He said, "I can't unload this, sister, until I have the money." And she goes she said, "Wait here." She goes into the chapel. "Lord, your satellite has arrived."
Mm-hmm.
She gets a phone call of a gentleman sitting on a yacht saying, "Mother, I'm reading some of your material mm-hmm. on the Eucharist, and I love it.
Yes.
How can I help you?" And she said, "Do you got $1.6 million? Sure. How quickly can you send it?"
Wire that, please.
She's crazy. Yeah. No, but the Lord loves crazy people who are willing to be crazy for him.
Absolutely. And if you are afraid that people are going to think you're crazy, that's okay. You know, we are called to be obedient. And seriously, the Lord will not be outdone. You know, trust in him, be faithful to him, and he will just blow your mind. He'll blow your mind daily with the experiences he puts you through and everything. So absolutely.
470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or online, thequestatlanta.com. We got Richard just checked in with a very nice gift. Thank you, Richard,
for that
gift. That's going to move us a long way forward. We got 10 minutes left. Let me get you a little update here, folks. I'm going to go to the top of my screen so I can see what's going on.
Can I say the phone number one time?
You can say it as many times as you'd like.
I want to do this. Okay. I want everyone to call 470-508-1160. Call now.
Woohoo.
There you go. We've raised $2,000 this hour, and we have 10 minutes left. It's still a dollar a minute.
It's not changing.
God
is consistent.
Yes.
God is consistent.
And I see Jeannie. Jeannie, thank you. Love you. Thank you. And Jan, thank you, Jan. Again, call in, guys. Call in. We have 10 more minutes for this hour.
Let's talk about some more programming here. What Al Cresta. Oh, you want Catholic Answers.
Oh, Catholic Answers.
Oh, my
yes.
goodness.
You cannot forget that. So if you're Catholic, they've got answers. If you're not Catholic, they have answers.
Yeah, I know. I love that. And you know, the patience with which they present the teachings of the church. You know, mm-hmm. one thing that we've talked about a few times these last 3 days is, you know, I know there are people who are out there who hate the Catholic Church. And actually, I want to quote again, there are not 100 people in the United States who hate the Catholic Church, but there are millions who hate what they wrongly perceive.
To be as the Catholic,
Yeah, and that's Archbishop Fulton Sheen, servant of God, I think.
Venerable?
Is it venerable?
Venerable. He's venerable.
Venerable.
Now, yeah.
Who said that?
We're close.
But we don't hate our Christian brothers and sisters.
No,
we are just sad that we're not together. And that's what Catholic radio unites.
Absolutely.
Christians.
Absolutely.
We could go through stories for weeks, for hours, for days, about people who have been brought back to the Catholic Church, united as a Christian brothers and sisters in the Lord. So we are so excited. If you're not Catholic and you're listening to the, we want to know you.
Welcome.
We want to meet you.
Welcome. We want to hear your questions.
Yeah, and I tell you what,
we've got the answers.
As a cradle Catholic, mm-hmm. every time I hear of somebody who's come into the church, I am blown away by how I have taken for granted my Catholic faith.
Yes.
Amen.
Every time.
It's true.
What a blessing that we don't know half the time that we've been given.
Yep. You are an inspiration to us.
Yes.
When you read or pray your way into the Catholic Church, you inspire us. So thank you for that.
And there is a great show, The Journey Home, that's
yes.
on the quest with Marcus Grody. Again, that is an amazing show with different people that have come into the Catholic Church that were not Catholic at one time. And Marcus Grody, you know, he wasn't Catholic at one time. So there are so many opportunities to learn, to get everything answered that you need so you can be a living witness of the truth. And I'm telling you, the more you learn, guys, and the more the Holy Spirit gives you peace in your heart, you will be able to just speak freely and, you know, and joyfully about many different topics. You won't be as anxious when you meet somebody that questions you about, are you saved? Or do you know the Bible? You know, so.
Yes, we wrote it. It's fine.
470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or online, thequestatlanta.com. Keep your calls coming. We've only got 7 minutes to the
Come
top
on, guys.
Of the hour.
You can do this, folks. Come on, friends.
You know, I allow a lot of people to love the rosary that we have available, the Divine Mercy Chaplet. I have to tell you, go ahead.
That's mine, Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3. It's on my phone. It's on my alarm. I pray that for certain people on certain days, and it brings great peace and great joy.
I got a call from a pizza delivery gentleman, and he said, I listened to this Divine Mercy thing on Catholic radio, and I love it. Can you tell me more about it?
Oh, wow.
And he wasn't Catholic.
Mm.
And he just said, there's something about it. It just really draws me in.
The words are beautiful. I mean, you really, when you ponder the words, oh my gosh, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. I mean, we need his mercy.
No question.
And you can insert someone's name. If you're praying for a certain intention for a certain person, insert their name at that point, and it brings great power.
Yeah.
Thank you, Linda, for your generous donation. Keep them coming.
And Linda, your gift is a monthly gift.
Thank
you for doing that. I think Kathy checked in earlier with a monthly gift as well. Those monthly gifts make a huge difference to us, folks. If you give a $10 gift, but then you make it monthly, it suddenly $10 becomes $120 mm-hmm. bucks. You give a $30 gift, but then suddenly make it monthly, $360. It really, I mean, you take up that number at a $3,000 goal, it's like 10%. We're like, there, boom, that's a huge, huge gift to us. So thank you so much, folks, for giving us a call, 470-508-1160, or giving online, thequestatlanta.com. We have 6 minutes left in the hour. We've raised $2,300.
Come
got,
on, guys. Come on.
Just kind of staying consistent.
Call in, please.
Okay, youth ministry peeps, I need you now. Come on.
RCIA. You know, at St. Michael's, RCIA, any of the parishes. I mean, for those that are coming into the church, the Quest Atlanta, the app, the station is key. It's key to learning and growing and keeping them, you know, keeping them on their toes throughout the year. So please call in, make those donations, guys. Come on.
470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. Remember to download that app. Keep her coming. We got 5 minutes left. What's another great show that
I'm trying to think what time it is. I think it comes on about Cresta comes on at 4?
4. Mm-hmm.
So maybe at 3 o'clock with Father Wade Menendez.
Oh, the one that
Open Lines.
Father Papa.
Yes, open line.
I mean, guys, you know, if you ever have a question for a priest, you can call in, and they answer questions all the time. I mean, those are great, great shows.
Father Mitch, best Jesuit in the world.
Father Mitch Papa.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He is amazing.
He's such a down-home dude. When you meet him, he's wearing his cowboy boots, his cowboy hat, and he loves to hunt.
And he's going hunting, yes.
Yeah, he's going hunting. Actually, we've had him come to our area to do some talks, and he comes like, okay, two things I want to do. I'll do your banquet. but I want a youth event and I want to go hunting. So what's how are you going to work that out for me?
I love it.
Great guy.
I love youth event. You know, again, the youth guys, let's fire up our youth. Let's be a good witness to our youth, you know, moms and dads out there. You know, let's make the decision right now that we are going to live our faith and we are going to be Christ to them and show them the way. The world's not going to show them the way. Sadly, a lot of schools aren't going to show them the way. So let's make the decision right now. And you can make that decision by donating. You can make that decision by, you know, downloading the Quest Atlanta app to your phone. Let's make that decision to be that witness in our children's life so we can give them the roadmap to happiness, the roadmap to Jesus.
Listen in the car.
Amen.
During carpool, on the way there with the kids, have the courage to talk about your faith. Have them ask those questions. Let them know that it's okay to ask those difficult questions. And if you don't know them, you can find it out. You can answer it. But don't be afraid of those conversations.
Amen.
The secular media, the secular world is not afraid of those conversations. You can't be either.
And we have the truth, the everlasting truth that will bring you joy and peace. And guys, joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. So if we're living a life for Christ, if we're praying, if we're submitting and doing his holy will, we will have joy. I mean, I've met many people that are like, oh, I'm not like you. I don't have joy. Guys, it is a gift from the Holy Spirit. Any of us can get that gift. Okay.
It's not exclusive.
It's not exclusive.
It's open to all of them.
Say yes to the Lord. Say yes to the Holy Spirit. Be obedient. Do what you do his will. You will have the adventure of your life.
You know, I think one of the things you mentioned that the secular media is not afraid of those conversations. I would say this, the secular media is not afraid of those topics, but they are afraid of the conversation.
Absolutely.
Because
good
they'll point. Bring up the topic. And then if you want to have a conversation, oh, you're a hater. We're going to move on. And it's like, no, actually, let's have this conversation because the truth
will set you free.
Will set you free.
Amen. Amen. The truth will set you free.
470-508-1160. 470-508-1160 or online at thequestatlanta.com. 2 minutes left in the hour. We are at $2,400 raised
on,
this
guys.
Hour.
We are so
bucks.
Close.
Come on, we can do
Come
this.
Come on, somebody call in. Go to the app, please, guys. We are so, so close to making this goal this hour. So please call in 470-508-1160 or at thequestatlanta.com.
Bill, thank you for calling in, checking in. You're saying for Jerry and for your Deacon Jerry and Sally, who are on this morning.
I love Deacon
Thursday
Jerry. He's great.
Yeah, he did a great job, Sally. And we had great conversations those 2 hours. So thank you for being on with us. And Bill, thank you for your online gift at thequestatlanta.com. Just a couple minutes left, and we have to step away for a legal ID. I want to thank you, Allison and Michelle, for being here with us this hour.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Any final shout outs you want to make?
Thanks to everyone who donated. Please don't forget you can donate after the
Absolutely.
Fact.
Absolutely.
This is open all month. Just keep on donating.
Many people are at work right now. They can't listen live. So guess what?
This is a gift.
Go in at any time and put that donation in there.
470-508-1160 or online at thequestatlanta.com. We do need your help. Again, that number, 470-508-1160 or online, thequestatlanta.com. Your gift will get us to that $3,000 goal. We're at $2,405. $2,405. So give us a call, folks. We do have to step away for a legal ID, and we'll do that in about 30 seconds. So 470-508-1160 or online at thequestatlanta.com. Again, Allison and Michelle, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
All right. You are listening to AM 1160 WCFO East Point, Atlanta, The Quest.